brightsideben.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you like the efficiency of the post office, the confidence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Is it getting hot out there? Is it getting hot? Boy, it's hot in here. Robert Scott Bell Show, rocking the Hills World this hour. Pediatricians refusing to treat non-vaccinated patients. Are you a parent? How do you feel about the fact that once you wake up to the dangers of vaccination and you say, no more for my kids, that you could become a felon? A felon for simply defending your child against Child Protective Services, who are basically following orders from the state, who are basically following orders from Big Pharma, and the need to turn all children of planet Earth into cattle. Bill Gates, thank you very much. Moo, is your child a cow? Herd immunity. Yeah, have you heard of herd immunity? The idea is we've got to vaccinate everybody or it doesn't work. Then, of course, everybody's equally sick. And, you know, looking at the pediatricians now coming out and saying, I'm not going to treat your child if they're not vaccinated. And I'm thinking, this is actually a good thing. I like this movement because it's outing these doctors as pharmaceutical vaccine shills. Why would you want your child treated by a pediatrician that would refuse to reveal all of the potential dangers and the unscientific basis of the artificial stimulation of antibodies through toxic medicaments injected into your child? They would have denied that any of that exists. That tells me they're not qualified to care for any children. Yeah, I know this is going to upset some pediatricians, but those deserve to be. You should be upset if you're one of them. The other pediatricians are going to, you know, just like all the medical doctors that have become fans of the Robert Scott Bell Show over the years, they're hearing this truth. I'm out there trying to fight for you guys as well. Get the information out so that you are not persecuted or prosecuted out of your livelihood simply because you have woken up to see the realities and also the scam of a lot of medical education, which is pharmaceutical education, which is vaccine education, which is really not education. It's indoctrination and it's propaganda. And moms are waking up, dads too, seeing their kids harmed by these things. Now, through all of this, I have yet to call for a ban of vaccinations. What's wrong with me? Why don't you do that? It's because I don't believe in the force of using the force of government to ban things. I want the intelligence of each individual to see through the garbage. And you don't need the government to tell you something's bad before you stop doing it. Because if you're waiting for that, it will all be gone. It's not going to happen. It's never happened. Occasionally, they'll get something right. Right? But years later, the FDA still says aspartame, a.k.a. NutraSweet, a.k.a. NutraPoison, a.k.a. AminoSweet, is just fine. Yeah, put it in children's yogurts with all those lovely additives and food colorings. That's fine. That's the agency you want to come out and say vaccines may not be as good for you as they're claiming? What are you, on crack? Are you on government crack? I mean, honestly, this is what has happened here. We've been fed this line of BS. We're on fluoride. In fact, speaking of fluoride, very interesting this week. Those of you who don't yet know, my show airs Monday through Friday as well through Natural News. And I've got a series of interviews that I just conducted with Jesse Ventura, Governor Ventura. And we're going to talk about some stuff you'll blow your mind this week coming up. Of course, we got the Medical Rewind Advanced Medicine Mondays with Dr. Batar coming up tomorrow as well. Lots of cool stuff happening. It's almost like 24/7 you can listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show. It's true. It's streaming everywhere, somewhere, all the time. And that's a good thing. Some of you are frightened by that, I know. No, not here in my audience. Again, I'm grateful. What is it about the pediatricians refusing to treat? Why do I think this is a good thing? I'm on many levels. It's outing the pediatricians that you don't want your kids to be victimized by, honestly. I would rather know. Because somebody will say, well, that's outrageous, Hippocratic Oath, they should be forced to treat your children. Listen, if they have to be forced to take care of children holistically and naturally, I think I'd take my child somewhere else. You know, I'm with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny on this. She says, why do you even have a pediatrician? Honestly, have we been programmed to believe that kids cannot be raised without government state-sanctioned doctors whose primary purpose is vaccinating and loading antibiotics into these kids? Honestly, what else are they doing? Are they talking nutrition other than eat four food groups? They're still back 30 years. I mean, yes, okay, gosh, there are some pediatricians. Don't complain to me about this. There are some pediatricians that know this. I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about the shills from the, you know, the Pediatric Association. And really, the whole idea of the vaccine schedule is just to keep them coming in to get vaccinated and having good customers. And they don't want to take care of your kid because he's not vaccinated because, wow, you may pose a threat to the other kids that are vaccinated. Despite the fact, and there's a great article here. I've linked it in the blog at robertscottbell.blogspot.com. I've linked it back to Natural News and also SaneVax. We're going to hear from Leslie and Norma from SaneVax.org shortly as well on the HPV issue. We're going to go heavier into that this hour. But there's a very, very big story about the pediatricians refusing to vaccinate their patients. Fact is, it's acknowledged from the CDC confirming this fact that measles transmission has been clearly documented among vaccinated persons. In some large outbreaks, over 95% of the cases have a history of vaccination. Tell me how good vaccines are. You wouldn't drink what's in them, yet I would defend your right if you believe they're right for you. Even though I would argue, if I am so inclined to give you information that your pediatrician, by and large, would not give you, I wouldn't stand in your way of the freedom to do so. And that's the opposite of what we see coming from the state. Coming from the state-sanctioned doctors who would argue, you should not be allowed to know that there are any adverse events. What happened, by the way, to the taxpayer funds, the $2 billion plus that have evidently been paid out since the 1986 Vaccine Injury Compensation Act, passed by an act of Congress, that would absolve these corporations, these global corporations, these multinational corporations with no allegiance to any nation or state that produce the vaccines. It had to be coerced into producing them by giving them, granting them waivers of liability. The king has spoken. You have been granted sovereign immunity by the king, by the emperor, whether it be Bush or Obama. And then the Supreme Court validates this artificially, of course, unconstitutionally, of course. Yes, of course, vaccine court. If your child is injured, they go to vaccine court. The Supreme Court can't even overrule vaccine court. And the vaccine court is a kangaroo court. And if your child is damaged by vaccines, that's where you got to go. And what has happened to all those children? Have you ever wondered? I wonder what happened to all of those children. I mean, $2 billion, Robert, that's a lot of money. Not as much as it was, but still a lot. What happened to those kids that the families of those kids that were compensated with money in this way? $2 billion. How many of them have autism? Have you ever wondered? Ponder the thought. What happened to all of those children? And in the meantime, the government swears up and down that vaccines have nothing to do with autism, except one case where we said it here, and another case where we said it here, and this science that shows it here. But other than that, nowhere else. It doesn't exist. Pay no attention to the man behind the pharmaceutical curtain and their need to keep you completely ignorant of these facts. That you would then again become an individual with individual needs that are unique to you or your child's individual needs that are unique to them, your children, that could never be universally applied the same way. Yes, every child come in at 2 months, at 4 months, at 6 months, 8 months, how many dollars, and get the same shot to every one of you, unless you believe your child is cattle, is a cow, herd immunity. Is this what your pediatrician is arguing for when they say, I'm not going to take care of your kid? Find another pediatrician if you want one. Better yet, find a doctor of chiropractic, a naturopath, a homeopath, someone that understands holistic integrity, that understands nutrition, and the fact that that is what keeps our children healthy, and the fact that even the childhood diseases are necessary for development of proper immune function so that we can have healthy children, non-compromised, non-neurologically degraded, non-destroyed as far as their intestines. I spoke last week at the Health Freedom Expo on this subject, of the damage to vaccines, from vaccines to the gastrointestinal system. It's a starting point of a lifelong dependency on big pharma and big government and drugs because they damage by vaccine the intestinal integrity, the lining itself. They open up holes. I mean, they punch in holes through your intestines that shouldn't be there. And that'll, of course, allows all kinds of nasties to get into the bloodstream. The lymphatic system, the nervous system, all over the place. They're assaulting you and then causing a disease and then saying, oh, that disease, it's not caused by vaccines. But here, let me give you this drug for the vaccine we caused. I mean, for the disease we caused by the vaccine. Vaccine-induced diseases. Vaccine-induced autism. Vaccine-induced diabetes. Vaccine-induced cancer. The things that cannot be spoken outside of the new media. Here in talk radio, here on the internet, through natural news, and all the places where you get information that you will not get anywhere else. And that's why you come and join me every week on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Now, 6 days a week, in fact. And I hope that you're signing up for the newsletters over at Natural News as well as the blog. And again, soon we'll be reactivating robertscottbell.com so I can get everything updated to the date. Right now, it's still there. It's great, but we're going to get everything upgraded and updated for you as well, so you can sign up there. So there's lots more healing to have happen. We've got a lot of work to do. And in fact, this hour, Gardasil, Gardascam. No, they call it Gardasil. I call it Gardascam. And we're going to go to the gals from SaneVax.org and talk much more deeply about this, as well as the documentary video film, One More Girl. You heard of that? One Less Girl, the propaganda piece for HPV. HPV doesn't even cause cervical cancer. That's nonsense to begin with. But yet they've programmed everybody to believe so, but not here, not now, not ever, not on the Robert Scott Bell Show. The place for health, freedom, and liberty in media. Bless you for being here. We've got lots more healing to do. On the other side of this break, say thanks to my sponsors. We'll be right back.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard standard mason jars are indefinitely reusable and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids. The original since 1976.
Robert Scott Belcher. Welcome to the United States of Health Talk Radio. Health talk that doesn't suck.
All right, thank you for being here. Help me rock the health world. We are rejoined now from sanevax.org, S-A-N-E, vax.org, and I referenced it last hour. This has become a go-to site to stay up to date on a lot of information and news you would never hear about in the old media until Leslie Carol Botha and Norma Erickson get a hold of it and let it out, and they're covering it also. Mike Adams on naturalnews.com. I've referenced it. I've got links up at the blog as well. Gardascam, Gardakill, call it anything but Gardasil, and that's the same thing for Cervarix. I've disputed the whole causation hypothesis to begin with. I've talked about the fact that they used polymerase chain reaction to detect the so-called fragments of DNA that they say, oh, it's HPV, that's it, that's causing the cancer. And, of course, how unscientific that is, but even more so that they're targeting little girls and little boys, too, to something that is completely unneeded and, beyond that, very dangerous. And, wow. Norma, thank you for being back. And, Leslie, thank you for being back with me this hour.
Absolutely.
Now, the issue of this latest story that you've got going out through Natural News as well, he referenced it, is the so-called strains that they're going after, a few of them, and how it's causing alterations, or there's these other strains that are coming. I mean, like I said, this is scientific nonsense what's going on here.
Well, the first thing is they don't know if those two strains are prevalent in the United States as a whole. They don't know if they're prevalent in Washington State or Montana or Texas or Utah. They don't know. And the only studies that are out say that those might not be the strains. And another thing that I'd really like to touch on is these two vaccines, quote unquote, are not vaccines by the FDA definition. Vaccines are meant to prevent viral communicable diseases. Okay, HPV is a virus, it's not a disease. Cancer is a disease, but it's not communicable. You can't catch cancer from your neighbor or your friend or anybody else. So it's
very
not
important
a vaccine.
Distinction. Yeah, it's actually a very good and important distinction to make.
Absolutely. And the whole thing is we're soon to release a timeline on the creation of HPV as a business. In 2001, one of our, God love it, NCI, National Cancer Institute officials, suggested that cancer, cervical cancer, should be vaccine preventable. That's where it all began.
Yeah. Well, as I said, the science doesn't support the causation hypothesis, but they have marketed into existence literally another religious belief and a dangerous and deadly sacrament to that church or cult-like belief in that vaccine can save you from everything and anything.
Absolutely, and it's been marketed through fear tactics. Everybody now knows someone who's died of cancer. It's been a horrible experience for them, their family members, their friends, their community. And it's so easy to play on that fear and provide a quasi-solution for it.
Yeah,
never
it's
mind
also, Robert, I have to jump in and hear.
Yes.
The social politics behind this issue is incredible because, first of all, you're dealing with a population of young girls that has a very poor body image. They are not body literate. The cervix is hidden away. It's mysterious. It's dark. Most of it is gross to girls these age. And so they're going to jump on that fear bandwagon, and we've heard plenty of stories of young girls dancing around their living rooms, jumping up and down, singing, I'm going to be one less. I'm going to be one less. Mm-hmm. And all of these girls are now turning into one more girl. And here's the other deal. They are not getting better. And we're just issuing another press release stating that their illnesses and injuries are lasting as long as the efficacy of the vaccine. we don't know what's going to happen to these young girls. And whether their health is going to be forever affected. We're tracking one 23-year-old girl who's so close to passing on again. She has told her mother not to let her come back.
Wow.
She's tired of fighting this fight. And this is a young girl who got vaccinated in college, had to drop out of college. Most of her college classmates now have graduated, moved on, and having families. And this girl is paralyzed, incontinent, and has so many health issues that even the Mayo Clinic doesn't even know what to do with her. And that's another thing. You start reading these damn documents, and you will see that in the clinical trials, 73.3% of girls getting the vaccine developed new medical conditions. How can anybody in their right mind put something like that out on the market with that high percentage of adverse events? Families are becoming financially devastated over this vaccine because they're paying for testing, special testing, diagnostic testing outside of their insurance plans. They've used up their 401ks. They put their houses on the line just to find an answer to get their daughters better.
And Leslie, there's a point that needs to be in there, too. It wasn't just the vaccine in clinical trials where these girls had that higher rate of adverse events. It was also with their, quote-unquote, placebo.
Exactly right.
The reality is, guys, we're talking about very serious, we call direct effects of the vaccine. They're not even side effects, including Guillain-Barré neurological paralysis and death occurring, all in the name of preventing the so-called human papillomavirus from causing a disease. There is no reference point, in fact, in science that says definitively that it even does that. And I've disputed that from the beginning. So it becomes creating this pharmaceutical fantasy that people buy into because they still trust and worship the so-called experts. We've got to get over ourselves and see through this. And you both are helping us sensationally through SaneVax.org to start seeing clearly on this issue.
Well, we've come a long way in a few months. We've had 106 countries visit our website. I was just in England 2 weeks ago speaking at the British Society for Ecological Medicine along with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, had breakfast with him. Frieda Barrow from Scotland came down and joined me. She's also with SaneVax. We did an incredible presentation that showed 200 people really that there are global concerns about the HPV vaccines. And here we are, lay women, walking up to this body of doctors, and we rock the house.
Yep.
And here's the deal, people. You can research this. We've heard too many stories of parents recommending that their daughters get the vaccine based on what they're reading or hearing on television, TV ads, what their doctors are saying. And then after the fact, when their daughters get ill, they're doing the research on the internet. This has to stop. We need to research first so that we have informed consent so that we can go back to our doctors and say yes or no.
And then we're made out to be hysterical because we're asking or demanding informed consent, right?
Absolutely. Like this woman just in Detroit that's been in the news in Detroit, standing up for her child, saying no more drugs.
Yeah, they're trying to criminalize the defense of children by parents. Not here, not now, not ever. We're going to be right back. We're coming back with Leslie and Norma from SaneVax.org and continue our discussion of the HPV dangerous nonsense that's being sold as science, including the shots as well as the documentary film One More or One Less. What is it going to be? We're going to talk about that with them after this break as well. Thank you for being here. Check it out at the blog at robertscottbell.blogspot.com. We got lots more rocking and rolling and healing to do. Don't go anywhere. Coming right back.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to benefit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com, or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Freedom, the blistering anti-globalist anthem from the rock band Ravelin.
Back in thrones have their tomb. Slakes filled empty with the rose.
Just one of 11 great songs from the album Under the Sun. Available on iTunes and at Ravelin.com. R-A-V-E-L-Y-N. Ravelin.com.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
Yes, yes, I'm a dad, but I've been saying for years that the moms would be the one to save us all. And they're doing so and speaking out in regards to the attacks on children. Started with targeting little girls with the HPV shot, as it's wrongfully known. Gardasil Cervarix, Gardakill, Gardascam, as we're calling it here. And I've got Leslie and Norma joining me again from SaneVax.org. And there is a documentary. It's in process, I think. You know, you mentioned the One Less Girl commercials, programming children. You know, girls are jumping up and down. I'm going to be one less. And one more girl. We're going to talk about being harmed. And how can people participate in learning about the documentary, helping it to come to fruition? What can we do here?
All right, and I'm going to address that, but I have to say this about the One Less Girl campaign. Merck spent millions and millions of dollars on that One Less Girl campaign. They were given a big executive award from the pharmaceutical industry for creating a market out of thin air. Yeah. We have matched them. We have spent no money. We have sent press releases, press releases, press releases, and look at the damage that can be done to a multi-million dollar media campaign when you get people out there who can raise their voices. Now, to top that off, we have just raised $41,000 for the production of One More Girl. We are going to make sure that these girls' stories get heard. We want the world to know what Big Pharma has done to adolescent girls so this never happens to an infant, a teenager, a college-age student, an adult ever again. It's on the Kickstarter.com website. Just type in One More Girl. We have 538 backers who have donated $40,954. We were looking for $37,000 to do a national production of this movie. We are now raising money above and beyond the $37,000 so we can take this production nationally and get some of these girls in Spain, in the United Kingdom, in Wales, in Australia, and get their stories on air, too, again, to show the world that one more girl is willing to speak out, and these girls and their mothers want their stories heard. This documentary will be filled with expert testimony, with research, the research we've done on SaneVax.org, the stories of girls. This is going to be the most important documentary of our time. We'll be taking it to film festivals. We will get it to the Oscars. We want one more girl to get out to the world, and we will do it.
When the government says they want to protect your children, hide them, run away. When Leslie and Norma say so from SaneVax.org, you know they're doing it, and they're doing it right. This One More Girl documentary is going to be sensational. This is how we're utilizing the new media, the new means by which we can get the information out one mom at a time, one dad at a time, one daughter and son at a time, because they're also targeting men with the claims that the HPV is sitting around in their throat. There's a graphic image that was published in a Northern Florida university of a man in the, let me just say this, in the crotch of a woman, and they're now claiming again, this is why we've got to shoot up everybody with the Gardasil shot.
Oh, we are coming out on that one. I just wrote a press release yesterday that is so socio-political that is hitting this thing hard. University of Northern Florida should be taken to task on this. This is nothing short of just BS.
Horrific propaganda.
And it's morality, sexuality. It has nothing to do with the HPV vaccine.
Yeah.
And we will counter that as well. These are wrong messages going out to our adolescent girls. We need to educate girls about the value of their bodies, the value of their persons, the contributions they can make to society, instead of rendering them useless and just that our value lies between our legs. And that is the work that I've been doing for 30 years. And it is so crucial. You've got 50% of the population out there that has no clue about their history, their accomplishments, their achievements. We have no idea what women have done before us. And that needs to get into our culture so we can stop these scams against women.
Thank you. And you both are doing it. We're out of time here. I'm going to have you on again, of course, and on the weekday show through Natural News. Leslie, Norma, SaneVax.org. Everybody go there, visit it. I've got links up at the blog. Bless you both for doing sensational work and protecting our children legitimately. We're going to hear more and more from this and with you. Thank you.
And thank you.
Coming right back.
Hello, everyone. This is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, and carry products discussed on Robert's show, such as the Sovereign Silver, 100% whole food chromium and selenium that our good friend and health expert Chris Barr talks about. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12+. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that combines ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is required. Why is Probiotics 12 Plus the finest of its kind? It works, and works well. Call us toll-free 866-424-1077. We're here to help you. That's 1-866-424-1077. Or go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, and stay healthy, naturally.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic wastes were washed away. But when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness, and the key to keeping the cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report on the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Look out, Big Pharma. There's a new sheriff in town.
You called down the thunder. Well, now you've got it.
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
On my Friday show I did, I talked about a very controversial subject related to AIDS and the phony HIV causation hypothesis. I've got an email requesting help on this issue, so stand by. We're going to get to that, as well as, well, right now I want to hit the Japan story. Jonathan from choosetobehealthy.com is with me now as well. We've been talking about the radiation and protecting ourselves over the past weeks here and on my show daily as well. And concern about the probiotics that I take and the probiotics 12 plus as it's known, and it's coming out of Japan. I want to get from Jonathan. What's the latest coming out of Japan from there?
Well, first, kudos on your new show, Robert. I'm so happy for you to hear your voice 2 hours every day, Monday through Friday, on the Natural News Network or naturalnews.com. It's really awesome, and you're getting the word out every day. So.
Thanks,
that's
John.
Really awesome.
I appreciate that. Yeah, it's great.
Hey,
we can't say enough. So, but in regards to this, I mean, we need probiotics. We've got so many assaults on our intestinal integrity. I've talked about it. It isn't just antibiotics. It's literally coming in through food, water, and air so many ways. I want to correct it. I want to make sure we have good access to the good quality probiotics that we utilize through you.
Well, another thing I want to just quickly go out and talk about is my heart really goes out to the people in Japan. I mean, there's literally, I think, over 100,000 people still without any power over there in Japan, and it is a mess, and I've had a lot of concerns for customers calling about the probiotics. Hey, is it going to be radiated? You know, do I need to buy a bunch of it? And the short answer is no. First off, this is a fermented product. It's fermented for 3 years. So really, we already have product here in the United States that's safe. But the product that's coming out of Japan is in southern Japan. In fact, Dr. Hirs is manufacturing in Okayama, Japan, which is about 700 kilometers from the nuclear power plant located in Fukushima. But it has not been affected by concurrent radioactivity. In fact, the fermented paste is in vats there in Japan, and they test it regularly. In fact, Dr. Hirsch has a contamination meters on site, and they test the air daily for current levels of any radiation. And at this point, there's like, I think it was last read, 0.089 microverts?
Microsieverts.
Microsieverts, okay.
Yeah.
And that's really low, and that's really a normal day in Okayama. And I guess just for for the reference for folks out there, is one radiation dosage, when you take an x-ray of your stomach, is approximately 600 microsieverts. So that's you know, you need to be more concerned, really, about getting an x-ray than the probiotics coming out of Japan at this point. So,
well, healing the gut is very critical because the inflammatory compounds coming in from food, water, and air, and including radiation, are something that we can look to correct, which we've always done here with the things that I get from you, Jonathan, including, as I said, the selenium. I had Chris Barr. We were talking back at the Health Freedom Expo about this as well as previous to it, that if people are not at the very least taking 200 micrograms of the whole food selenium you have. In fact, I was doing upwards of 400 or 500 micrograms when I was out in California for the Health Freedom Expo every day in addition to seaweed. We just need to protect ourselves. And it's only the only, let's say, end result is that we'll be healthier for doing so.
Amen, amen. You kind of talked about that in your daily show. You know, we're getting the radiation we get daily from whether it's you're using your cell phone, from your computer, and we're just barraged daily. So we need to updo the selenium big time, and especially with what's coming over from Japan, blowing easterly from Japan, and what is arriving here on our shores. So.
We talked with Chris about the use of selenium with iodine. People that are just throwing iodine at it, we need the selenium in there for them to both work fully to their capacity to protect us in so many ways. And, of course, the selenium protects us in ways far, far more widely than just the iodine.
That's correct. You know, and don't forget the chromium. You've talked so much about the chromium, but I've just got wonderful stories. You were kind of talking earlier about stories you want to maybe talk about, but
oh, yeah, do you have one to share? Yeah, tell me
which one would you like, about the chromium, about the selenium?
Tell me a chromium story, quickly.
You know what? Chromium. I have many folks that have called me back that are no longer insulin dependent.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I never thought they were going to be able to get off their drugs, or I shouldn't say drugs, but insulin. But,
sure.
You know, people do have to change their dietary habits. But this isn't the magic bullet. But we are denuded of chromium in our diet, and I get a lot of stories of folks who didn't think they were going to be able to change their lifestyle or get off the insulin, and they are.
Well, these are the living examples, Jonathan. You get to talk to more of them than I have time to talk to, so I'm grateful that you would share that with me. The GTF chromium we get, the selenium as well, and the probiotics we get from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. He's at 866-424-1077. Please give him a call. Say thank you for me, Jonathan, and thank you. We got lots more healing to do, including a listener email regarding immune deficiency and AIDS. Next.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, thanks again to Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. Also, I want to shout out to Stephen Hewer, OneWorldWay.com. Great products that we promote here because they are going to get you well and keep you well. That's the point of this, isn't it? The power to heal is yours. I'm not just saying it. It's the truth. And as Jonathan acknowledged, people calling up, getting on the GTF Chromium, reducing or eliminating their reliance upon other drugs, including insulin. That shouldn't be a shock because these are nutritional deficiency diseases, of which all immune diseases have a relationship therein. And I got an email I did on Friday. Those of you that aren't aware of my show on Mondays and Fridays or naturalnews.com, go to naturalnews.com/Robert Scott Bell. Sign up for the email alerts there. It's free. There's nobody selling anything to your email list or anything. It just comes out every day. I'll give you the update. And I covered the issue of HIV and AIDS in a segment I felt was very important because I had another question from another person that I had met that needed help. This comes from a woman, in fact. She says, I was diagnosed with HIV 15 years ago. Never was sick in all of those years. Okay, interesting. Never took, but she took meds for the first time last year. So she was completely drug-free. And the reason she says she took drugs for 4 months is because she had a parasite. And her doctor, you know, frightened her into taking the drugs. So she felt sick on the drugs. She stopped taking them because of the way they made her feel. Now, the next phase is this, the T-cell count. They talk about T-cell counts, immune cells. And she's had a count for the last 7 years, less than 100. So they said she has AIDS. Clinically, they say, oh, if they're less than 100, you have AIDS. And I said, well, how were you feeling over the last 7 years? She said, well, I felt great. I felt great. I wasn't sick. And this, if this doesn't wake you up to understand that you are not a blood test, you are not a blood count. If you pay more attention to your blood chemistry, and I'm not saying that you can never learn anything from it, but if you completely ignore how you feel, your functionality, your energy levels, and say, oh, the blood test says I'm sick, I got to get on drugs, there's nobody that can help you at that point. You've relinquished your connection to the divine, and you've turned it over to a bunch of pseudo-demigods named medical doctors who believe that a retrovirus never caught in the act of anything is going to kill the whole planet. And it is not. It is not going to kill anybody. In fact, they're going to kill you with their drugs. She said her T-cells 100. She was feeling great until she was on those drugs. Now she's a bit scared because she's tired all of the time. She catches a cold, as she calls it, or infection. She noticed it takes 2 to 3 times more to recuperate than it used to. And she's feeling weaknesses. And then she says the kicker here. Yes, I have had more stress in my life than ever before, a lot more, and that doesn't help. She acknowledges that. Stress-induced diseases, more powerful than any retrovirus that Bob Gallo can claim is the cause of AIDS. She listens to my program. She likes the natural approaches, and she wants to boost her immune system naturally. What can she do for fatigue? And we just said it right before the break. Jonathan from ChooseToBeHealthy.com, you mentioned the GTF Chromium, the glucose tolerance factor chromium. This is essential for energy production in the body, for utilization of energy, for transfer of energy. GTF Chromium, are you taking 100 micrograms 3 times a day yet? If not, what are you waiting for? And in this case, I would combine it with increased quantities of whole food selenium as well. 200 micrograms is a bare starting point. You can go up much higher than that with a whole food form. And then, of course, we look at the use of silver for modulating immunity and immune function. Yes, silver is antiviral, but I'm not even concerned about it because I don't need people chasing phantom retroviruses. We need their immune system to function properly. And I would be taking a teaspoon of silver hydrosol five times a day, more if needed. But, you know, gargle if you got a throat thing, whatever. Get it where it needs to go. Reminds me of Leslie and Norma. We were talking about HPV. If you're really concerned about the human papillomavirus, silver is virostatic. Boom, stops it cold. Get it to where you need it to go. More stories on that. I talked a little bit about that at the Health Freedom Expo. I'm going to try and make those videos available to you. We'll have to stand by. If you're not getting my email updates, go to the blog, robertscottbell.blogspot.com. We'll eventually, again soon, have robertscottbell.com fully functional and up to date as well. So you can sign up there or go to naturalnews.com/Robert Scott Bell. I know they say, oh, just tell people one place. I'm sorry. There's too much to get it out in one place. I got to get it out everywhere. And, of course, if you want to hear the story that I talked about and taking care of somebody else that had claimed they had HIV, remember, the tests don't detect the presence or absence of it to begin with. So that's a non-starter to begin with. But if you aren't familiar with that, the show streams, and in fact, it's streaming now through till Monday when we have the Advanced Medicine Monday, the Medical Rewind with Dr. Bittar kicking in at noon Eastern time. You can hear it at naturalnews.com. Scroll down, you'll see on the air. Click that, you'll listen to the show and what I said there. Parasites, yes, the silver can help with parasites. Do the silver aloe cleanse. It will wipe out the bacterial presence that will feed the parasites as well. And there are other herbal supplements to address parasites. And remember, radiation, electromagnetic frequencies, we talked about that. The EMF detox is available, and it's available in the King Bio Peace of Mind Emergency Kit. You go to kingbio.com, King, K-I-N-G, kingbio.com. And now I'm going to wrap it up this week. There's a bizarre story. You know, we talk about outsourcing jobs, right? Outsourcing jobs everywhere else but America. Everybody else should produce something except America. Now they're doing something really bizarre in Australia. Why can't we do that here? They're milking snails. Wait, did I say milking snails? I'm thinking about scratching my head. I guess you can milk anything that has nipples, can't you?
I have nipples, Greg. Could you milk me?
Oh, okay, yeah, back to that. No, I'm serious. This is a serious thing. They're milking snails for anti-cancer drugs, and this is among Australia's future boom industries. Why can't we milk snails in America, right? Well, of course, the FDA will outlaw their milk unless they're pasteurized and homogenized. It doesn't matter that they're radiated, right? Raw milk from snails will be outlawed unless they synthesize that milk from snails. I didn't know you could milk a snail. But they're trying to, you know, harvest the anti-cancer drugs, and they're harvesting seaweed there. Why can't we harvest seaweed? Of course, the EPA allows for the intoxication of the seas with Corexit, creating a disaster, a nightmare. And all of you lefties that love big government, what do you think of your EPA now? How's that? How's it doing protecting the environment? No, the only thing that can protect the environment is private property rights. That you cannot violate them, and that you are liable for your actions when you do. But right now, the government and the EPA protect the polluters, and they enable the polluters. Yes, milk a snail for anti-cancer drugs. Fine, but don't turn them into drugs through synthetic chemistry. Allow it to be done. Organic whole as God created it. That is the message here of Health, Freedom, and Liberty on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Bless you all for being here with me every week on GCN. If you missed anything, it will stream continuously for the next 7 days until the next live show. And, of course, the Daily Show through Natural News. Say hi on Facebook, wherever you are. I'm here to remind you every week, and now every day as well, that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.